Hi there, Zeke. Zeke, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were speaking with Tara. She's one of my mapping coordinators. She wanted me, of course, to get you the details of the service, how everything works, answer all of your questions, and then she does want me actually to apply that reduced rate. She says you're kind of new to the area. She wants me to put in for a new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
Good.
Away, masking the job.
Nice, nice. So I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. I do like the look of your website. It's everything that Google needs to see in a website. And I think it's also what most customers want to see. So very conversion-driven, gives people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. They can learn a lot about your company, your services, you know, see some projects, before and after photos and things like that. So we'll do what's called off-page optimization. We don't have to make any changes to your website at all, but the off-page optimization, things not on the website, will include a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Google, of course, Bing, Apple Maps,
right.
You know, the content okay. That gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. Like a website, it's going to mirror the services, the service area. That kind of reassures Google that you can provide those services. That's what's going to put you in that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Now, Tara says you do travel. You travel at least a little bit for the right job. She's pretty specific about the places you'll go. We don't draw a big circle around you. We target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. If there are places you don't want to go, even if it's close to you, tell us that too. We don't run your ads there. So you're only going to get calls from the people and places that you want to work with. Of course, very specific about all the different services that you provide. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide and that person searching is in your service area. Now, if I apply the new in business rate, it saves you quite a bit. We try to make it affordable for younger companies because, well, your success is our success, and we like to be in kind of on the ground floor, so to speak, help you to grow your business. Nobody counsels on profit, and as long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. Keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years. Both Tara and I have been with the company for about 12 years, in Tara's case a little bit more. She started about 4 months before I did. I'll celebrate my 12-year anniversary on April 17th. Now, the new in business rate is it's an introductory rate, but it's not going to go up on you. I should say it's more of a promotional rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads or chasing the leads down or in a bidding war with your competition. We're going to get more eyes on your website. The people that decide to call you will have looked at that website and they're calling you because they want to hire you. So it's a high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's a flat rate, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. And our new business rate for our platinum package, which is perfect for you, it's going to have Facebook paid ads as well as local search engine optimization. That social media campaign is really going to get your website out there in front of more eyes and get you more phone calls. I'll take 50% off that platinum package today. That's going to save you exactly $300 and bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And unlike a lead-based service where you might spend $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead, with this, big jobs are small. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. It is just that flat rate, that $299. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, Zeke. You'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, what people are typing in. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not much. You're right on point.
Okay.
That's awesome. It actually sounds very cool. Definitely. The goal was to make the website and then list it on Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't got to that point just yet. But
right. Well, you've got the website already. That's a big step in the right direction. And obviously, you know that a website's a powerful conversion tool. It gives people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Our job is just to make it easier for people who might not already know the name of your business to find that website. Right now, kind of like a digital business card. People have to know the name of your business. They have to basically be typing in your company name or be typing in your website to see that. So, of course, this changes everything. It makes it really easy for you to be found. Now, of course, that detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said, it's going to break down all the different keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on each individual search. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You'll be able to manage and monitor your online reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, it's not just Google and Bing. Any destination or directory that we create, it's important because, of course, like your website, we'll talk about your services and service area. Most of that content will allow someone to write a review. And whether that review originates on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever it originates, it repopulates on your tracking system. So from one place, you can see all of your reviews. You can request more reviews or respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. Now, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, this is the best number. I eventually will get a local number.
Okay.
This number is based out of Arizona. I had a phone
right
number for a lot of years, and
yeah.
I am going to get a local number real soon. But I'm also going to change that on the website. The only reason I have not tried to even look into getting on Google yet was because the website still lacks a little bit of adjustment. So my website's real new, just like my business is new and everything.
I hear
you. I have to fix a lot of things before I want to list it, right? And I got a new guy in order to fix those details for me. He's working on it right now.
Nice.
But
he's
working on it right now. There's just so I hired one company to help me do so, and they made the website. It did stay good, but it wasn't completely to my liking, and I have this new guy fixing up a bunch of things on it. He was actually going to help me figure it out to put it on Google and all that later, but I'm glad you guys are calling me, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to get into it. I just the main thing is I just want to get it 100% ready before I do list it.
You know, I've heard that before, you know, to be honest with you. But then I've also talked to business owners who are like, call me in a couple of weeks. I just want to make some changes to the website. 2 weeks come, I talk to them again. Well, we're still making some other changes. Call me in a month. You know, months and months go by and they're like, yeah, you know, my website's almost there, but it's not quite what I'm looking for. You know, it's like, It's your pet project, right? And no matter how much work you're putting into it, I don't think you may never love it completely, right? It's kind of like when a preschooler is doing some finger painting, the smart ones know when they're done, right? And it looks great. The other ones just keep messing with it, and it just gets messier and messier forever, right? And it never gets done.
Yeah.
And now they're covered with paint, their face, their clothes, and this is the one big mess, and they never even finished what they were trying to do to begin with. Our job is to get your website on the first page of Google. I look at websites all day long, 5 days a week. I look at websites all day long. I actually like the look of your website, and Google does too. I think Tara already mentioned to you that it's Google compliant.
Right.
To be honest with you, for a website to rank well, it only needs the right off-page optimization, and it needs to meet two criteria for Google. First of all, it needs to be mobile optimized, meaning that it has to reformat and kind of stack on itself for smaller screens, tablets, or let's be honest, most likely smartphones. Now, the other thing that your website needs to do is HTTPS. The S actually means it's a secure website, and it's especially important because there's a contact form. People can put in personal information on your website. So your website already has those two things. Now, coming from a consumer's standpoint, your website already stands out as a modern-looking and, of course, very enticing website. It lists your services.
Okay.
It has testimonials. It has pictures of the work that you've done. From a consumer standpoint, you would never know that it's still a work in progress. this is already enough information for most homeowners or business owners to say, this guy does quality work. He does what I'm looking for. He's in my service area. I'm going to call him. Now, the last thing you want to do is spend forever, or even if it's a week or 2 days or a month, working on your website, because every day you're still working on your website is a day that people aren't seeing it, you know? And I already liked your website. If we get it in front of people, you or your guy makes changes to your website, no matter when or if your website's ever 100% done, it's okay. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days. We invite them to continue to send us photos or videos for us to add to the website ongoing. We give them website access so they can make changes to their website on their own. So even our clients that are already listed on that first page are still making changes to their website, whether we make those changes or whether they do. Now, you already have an existing website that I like. Obviously, you're still making changes to it. I encourage you to do so until you love it, right, and then leave it alone. Right. But getting it on that first page and getting in front of more eyes that would already appreciate the website and especially the work that you do, people that would already want to call you, I think that's more important. I mean, no disrespect to you. I think getting your website in front of more people is more important than making changes to your website. I would be honest with you.
Yeah.
I saw a website earlier today, and I happened, like I did just now, in passing, mentioned that we do build websites. And he says, well, can you build me a website? Mine's garbage. And I says, hey, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I've seen better. I'm honest with you. Yours is maybe not the best.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 100% not the worst, man. As far as websites go, it's in the 90th percentile of the best-looking websites, and everything beyond that is subjective, right? It's personal preference. I like your website.
I love it, yeah.
I think your website's fine the way it is, but go ahead and make changes. This is a position that we are actively filling, though. I will waive your setup fee today. There's a $299 or maybe $99 setup fee if I take something off of that. I noticed Tara attached an Angie profile. That's a lead-based service. Whether you keep that service or not, it doesn't conflict with what we do. In fact, it's almost the opposite of what we do. What they do is they sell you leads. They sell you the same lead that your competitors are getting. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or if no one gets the job, you still pay for that lead. With us, we invest in your success. In fact, that $299, like I said, is half what we'd normally charge for the Platinum package. The $299 setup fee that would normally attach on top of that to the first month helps us offset our upfront costs. So if I'm waiving your setup fee and I'm really only doing it because it's Friday and I want to get this position filled so it doesn't come back to me on Monday, I'm going to waive your entire setup fee. You're saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, which is $299. But it's better than that, because next month when your website's done and it's already in front of people and you're already getting more phone calls, maybe your website's not done next month, but regardless, it's only ever going to be $299. It will never go up to $599. In fact, it would never be a penny more than $299. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. So like I said, it's a great time to get things going. I already like the look of your website, but please do. You got a new guy who's going to do the things you ask him to do. Feel free to keep making changes to your website. Our job is going to be to put that website in front of people who would already be able to pick up the phone and call you.
Right. Hey, sounds good. I like the sound of it. If I ever chose the Cantor, for some reason something happened, what would happen with that? Just make a phone call, it's phone call away, and...
That is 100% accurate, and we do prefer phone calls because we want to make sure that we are speaking with the right person. We used to say, go ahead and send us an email. A while back, somebody's disgruntled ex-wife got a hold of his email and says, hey, I want to cancel my service. We cancel it. He calls back. He says, why am I not on the first page anymore? You canceled last month. No, I didn't. Find out it was his wife. So we don't do email cancellation requests anymore. We want to speak with you.
Okay.
You can call us. As long as you call us at least 3 days before your billing date, we stop that payment and it doesn't even go through. You call us the day after, the week after. You say, hey, I meant to call you and cancel it last week. We refund that last payment, okay? You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. It is month to month, no contract, completely at will.
All right. Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Okay, so you're telling me with my website, there's nothing else I have to do. Everything's up to date. I don't got to work on nothing else. If I just got in it with you guys are going to put it first page on Google and we're good to go? Or
Bob's your uncle.
Missing?
Yeah, nope. You have to answer your phone. I mean, I call my clients. I'm calling the business number. I want to talk to them about their account, but I'm calling the same number a potential customer would call. It goes to voicemail or, worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. If I'm a potential customer trying to call you and hire you and I can't get in touch with you, I may not call you back. I may just call somebody else. We don't want you to miss opportunities. Our job is to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, but you have to answer the phone. The other thing that we would ask for you is to do a client interview. And our technician, it's exactly like it sounds. One of our experienced, trained technicians will call you, and we can even do that today. It takes about 30 minutes. We'll talk to you, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here, talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, what's unique about your business, if you want to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We use that information to create the additional content, make sure that everything is the way you want it to be presented to the public. And from that point on, although you will have 24/7 access to your tracking system, we know that some of our clients never even access that. They just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? You were on the first page when I did this search, etc. That's enough for a lot of people to know it's working. But you do have 24/7 access to that tracking system. As long as you answer your phone, whether you make changes to your website or not, I know you're going to get phone calls. But yeah, if you feel like you still want to make changes to your website, absolutely do that. But with us getting it on that first page, you'll see that you're getting phone calls. Keep in mind the original $100 of Facebook
page
is still included.
What would take it off the first page?
So now there's a couple of things that would affect your placement. Obviously, if you stop using the service altogether, or if you were to pause it for maybe, let me just do a quick search here. So for your service area and for your services and just kind of looking at the competition that you've got, I think you could safely pause it for any reason. And of course you can pause it whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on, or if you want to pause it seasonally, you could do that. I would think you could easily pause your account for 3 months without seeing your placement even change at all. So when you're using our service, we keep you on that first page. If you stop using our service, whether because you've canceled outright or if it's paused for more than 3 months, we don't do anything when it's paused. We don't take anything down. We don't make any changes. We don't put in any updates. One thing that's on pause is the Facebook ads because that's included in your monthly spend, which is reduced to $299, although I did not reduce the original $100. So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle. You get to a downhill. You're obviously going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going. You're going to even pick up speed for a bit. But eventually, without us in there doing the pedaling, so to speak, you'll slowly fall off the first page. It wouldn't start right away, and it doesn't happen immediately after that. But after about 3 months or so without us making those updates, you'll slowly see your placement fall off that first page. You can pause it as much as you need to for as long as you need to. It's our job once you get things going. Again, that's when we start billing you again, not during or after the fact. When it's paused, everything's paused. But if it's paused, once we get back in there, we start making those changes. It gets you right back on that first page, even if you fell completely off of it.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. All right. So what do we do from here?
So like I said, the next step is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It is pretty straightforward. The other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, but it is pretty straightforward. Now, before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call, I just wanted to verify a couple of quick things here for you. Obviously, the 602 number, the one on the website, is the one that we'll be promoting for your business. Your business, though, is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer and no one comes to you. So there's not like a physical address, showroom, or location that you wanted customers to know about, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Angie profile has 244 South Cottonwood Road, Unit 308. Is that a residence?
That is where I rent.
Okay. So Google doesn't want anyone coming out and knocking on your door any more than you would, and especially since you're out in the field most days. You're just going to be listed city and state, not that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Google expects it to be that way. You're providing a service. You're going out to the customer. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. And then Zeke Terra never did get your last name.
LeBaron.
It's like your email, which we have as Ezekiel LeBaron54@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your real true name is Ezekiel, but you go by Zeke, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right, Zeke, I gotcha. And then, so I'm taking a look at that client interview calendar, and we'll schedule that follow-up call. We can do 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. In fact, 3 o'clock for sure. 4 o'clock, I might have to get special permission. It looks like it's getting a little bit filled up. Would 3 work out for you? Call takes about 35 minutes maybe. Would get you right at or a couple minutes after 3, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Does that work?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, perfect. So before I get to that voice verification, and again, this is the exact amount of $299, Mr. LeBaron, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, Zeke, what works best for you, sir?
Let me see. Visa. Does a credit card work?
Yeah, credit or debit. Is it Zeke or Ezekiel, any middle initial or the business name on that card?
It's actually, my name is Victor Ezekiel LeBaron. My mom went by Ezekiel. My first name is Victor.
Okay.
So,
and how does that?
Part of that Victor LeBaron.
Victor. Okay. No middle initial on that particular card. And then.
Yeah. Victor E. LeBaron.
E. Of course. That would have been, my guess, of course, because I know that Ezekiel is what we've got here for your email. And you said that was a Visa, right?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay, so Visas start with a 4. I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
The card number, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said something about how the first month you'll waive that fee?
Well, I'm going to waive your setup fee. So the setup fee normally attaches to the first month. So it's listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. If I were not going to reduce any of that, you're looking at $898 to get things started. I'm waiving the entire $299 setup fee and reducing the cost of the monthly from $599 to $299, so there's no setup fee on top of that first month. It bills proactively like your rent would. Of course, you pay on the first, you're paid up to the end of the month. In this case, today's date is the 7th, and I can read it into the voice verification. It would bill today for $299 and on a month-to-month basis on the 7th of the month at that exact same amount. That'll never go up. So you are saving $599 off of the listed price of that package.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and then where are you guys based out of?
Yeah, let me do this for you so you can see exactly what we're talking about here. Again, we are not Google. We are local Splash. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd just be making up stories. Google will make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more. Everything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I sent you an SMS or text message to the link of the pricing page, which is LocalSplash.com. www.sea.com/SEO-packages. We are headquartered in Orange County, California, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego. As a Google Premier partner, our entire service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. Now, if you have not already and you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Zeke, are you able to see that?
Yes, I am seeing that
okay.
Right now.
Like I said, you'll have 24/7 access to track your account. You can monitor your reviews. We've been doing this since 2004. Between Tara and I, we've got more than 24 years of experience with the company, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it is a month-to-month service, but our clients tend to keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. Below that blue tinted photo that outlines some of the things that we do early on, it says our process. Right below that, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box just below that that you can click on. It says Google Partner. It's got the red, yellow, green, and blue Google G inside it. It is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google, and it is clickable. If you click on it, it goes directly to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, whether they're big changes or small, they're usually small, but whether they are big changes or small, they let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay on that first page, to stay ahead of your competitors, to stay where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you right below where we were, it says SEO packages. You are again getting the Platinum package, but instead of $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, it's $2.99 out the door. It bills once a month for exactly $2.99. If you want to Google us, just type in Local Splash. You'll see we've got over 1,000 Google reviews.
Hey, that's freaking awesome, man. What was the reason you guys called me? I don't remember what you guys said.
So when these positions become available, our inventory department does a kind of a compilation of pre-qualified candidates. So you have to be in our service area for the position that we're actively filling. You have to be providing the services that we need for the general category. And of course, you have to have no bad reviews and some online presence. Otherwise, we wouldn't have found you at all. So it might have been the website itself. It might have been the Angie profile or a Facebook page. But somehow our inventory department says this guy does what we're looking for in the area we need for the position to fill. Put you on a list of pre-qualified candidates. Tara and one other got that list split up between them. I don't know how many calls Tara made before she spoke with you. You're the first person that got transferred over to me for this particular listing.
Hey, that's badass. Well, honestly, I'm excited. I trust
I
you.
I am too.
You're a damn good salesman. Where do you learn how to talk?
I don't know. I mean, even before I started in this industry, like in high school, I did speech and debate. So, you know, maybe I was just born to talk, I guess. My wife told me to shut up all the time.
People always tell me you need to go be a motivational speaker. They always say I have a talent to talk, but dude,
yeah,
you're good at talking. You have a lot of talent too.
Just looking at some of the photos of the projects that you've done, and speaking with you too, I think you can definitely motivate some people with the way you speak. So,
hell yeah, I believe this to work. I mean, you showed me more than proof. This is all legit. I mean, I'm excited. Definitely, let's get going. I mean, let's connect my credit card and let's get going.
The billing address on that card, is that the 244 South Cottonwood Road?
Yes, sir.
And that's 59718. So again, you said that was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Zeke, I am, again, ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 4266-8418-0754.
Mm-hmm.
1980.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 0229.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
449.
449. I've got 449, 449 on the back of the card, and February or 02 of 2029 for the expiration date. Now, for the card itself, I've got 4266, 8418, 0754, 1980.
That's the one.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to read that voice verification, and again, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you've got a question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Zeke, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
All right.
I have Black Stallion Construction. Is that accurate?
That's the one.
Okay. Mr. LeBaron, please state your name and your official title within the business.
What is the title? Sorry, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, you want to describe yourself as the owner, the CEO?
Yeah, okay, my name is Victor Ezekiel LeBaron, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Zeke, as the owner of Black Stallion Construction, Mr. LeBaron, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, that card that you did just provide in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. LeBaron, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because, again, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Zeke, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of Angie, for example. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, first of all, well, there's a couple of reasons. The reason that we ask, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, for example, like when we're updating a phone number later on, we want to make sure that all the information is accurate and up to date. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all the information is accurate. And Mr. LeBaron, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, we actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, which includes waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, with it being a month-to-month service, and you can stop at any time, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I will go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 7th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Zeke, that $299.00 $1,999 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, which means no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. We'll also be including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Zeke, it is month-to-month, no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, just give us a call. You can pause the service for any reason, for any amount of time as well. All that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And again, that is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. LeBaron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Zeke, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support information as well as the hours of operation, our customer support email address. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'm more than happy to send you that information now.
I don't have a pen, but I can write it down on my notes. What would it be?
That's exactly what I do. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and of course you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that same business day unless they receive that email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would contact you the next business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, of course, receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. If you'll also receive that link by a direct text message, and when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here, we do have your client interview scheduled already, and no time for our automated system to send you the reminder email that goes out an hour prior. Again, our technician should be calling you in about a half an hour or so. In a minute, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. The one thing that I did want to do here before I get you off the phone is to just add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, a security question and answer. In fact, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Black Stallion Construction, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, Zeke, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially about a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone that is not a potential customer, even if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, just politely end that phone call because it's not us. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. They would definitely not know the security question or answer. the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and again, for your protection, it clearly states it bills once a month on the 7th for only $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. Got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by mail?
Is it the one where it's asking me to agree?
That's the one, yeah. So you click on both of those boxes. You say that you allow us to send text messages. You say that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then you click in the longer box, type in Victor E. LeBaron, because that's how it is on billing. No period after the middle initial, and your initials are capitalized. Once you've got Victor E. LeBaron in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways with your orientation unlocked so it flips from portrait to landscape. That should jump that box up high enough for you to click on it. Clicking on the confirm signature box does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It also will allow us to get you verified and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. Just let me know when you see that next screen, if it asks you for a username and a password.
All right, let's see. I'm logging in here right now.
Were you able to click on both of those boxes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just something. Okay, it's going in now. Okay, I'm in right here, username and password. What do I do there?
Okay, you actually do not need to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. Neither, which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first in this upcoming hour. The welcome email that our system sent out to you, that has your login credentials. But again, you don't need it right now, but just for future use. And also remember that once your tracking system is live, we will remind you with a text and an email. Until then, you can try it any time. You just might get a message saying that we're trying to set things up still. Your username is your phone number. We made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account, so you cannot change the username. You can change your password, though, at any time. Right now, your password is TOPMEDIA, all lowercase, no space, T-O-P-M-E-D-I-A. You can change that at any time. Your username's your phone number with the area code, but no dashes, top media. You'll see that in your welcome email. And again, you can access through your client dashboard the opportunity to change your password, but your username is fixed. It's 602-689-5931, your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Again, you can see that in your welcome email. Most of our emails have our client support information on there, the information that I already gave you that you typed into your notes. The other email is one that you might need to be aware of as well. Anything you can send our way will help us to kind of satisfy Google that you're an active business in the local area. It doesn't have to be everything on here. If you don't have the information or are not comfortable sending it, you don't have to worry about it. But anything you can send us as far as pictures of tools or equipment, picture of your work vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google's happy in cases where it's a service-based business, just wherever you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work, in front of your residence or your normal parking space, that's fine. I know you said you're renting. If you have a business card, snap a photo of it and send it our way. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
Okay. If you can send us that information also, that definitely helps us with expediting the process of getting you on that first page. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I am sending you that calendar invite right now. It also has your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your phone number and username are basically the same thing. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include that username or phone number. Again, it helps us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. The support@localsplash.com email is really the only thing that you need, although our technician will probably give you photos, PHOTOS, photos@localsplash.com. If you wanted to, you can email the photos team directly. You never have to worry about that, though. Again, if you forward everything to that catch-all for your account, which is the support email, we'll just pass it on and get it to the right department. I've got everything in the notes here that you do go by Zeke, although, of course, everything got sent out the way it is listed on the billing here. But I hope that I'm available, like I said, and I probably will be. I'm actually going to put some notes in here, take a quick step away from my desk, and I should be in between phone calls. I did miss a couple of client interviews at the top of the hour. That's okay. Like I said, if I'm not able to say a quick hello to you, our technician will call you just the same. But in this case, being that your client interview is in about 20 minutes, and I've got a couple of notes and a quick break, I should not be on a phone call when our technician's ready to call you. So I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in about 25 minutes just to introduce you to your technician. We'll call you in about, like I said, 20, 25 minutes, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll say hello to you again. Most likely, there may be some reason if I get an inbound call that our technician will just call you without me. But let me take this opportunity to say a quick welcome aboard. We're excited. We want to get that website, whether you make changes to it or not, in front of more people. Get your phone ringing, earn your business. I also wanted to say thanks for being kind, being patient, being funny. I appreciate that. It's been a long day. It's been a long week. Nice talking to you. And I absolutely hope that I'm in between phone calls, at least just to say a quick hello to you in about 20 minutes or so.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Zeke. We'll be talking to you in a bit. Take care.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.